So we're thinking about giving thanks today. So let's think about, let's take the apple, shall we? Let's think about you go and buy a nice, juicy apple from the shops, okay? And think about, where has that come from? Well, firstly, that has come from an apple tree, hasn't it? If out of an orchard and an apple tree, that's where the apple came from. But we know that it didn't just get there by accident, did it? We know that a farmer has planted that apple tree, has looked after it, has grown it, and then has harvested it. So yes, it came from the apple tree, but it also came from the farmer. But we know that apples come from all different places around the world. So it might have come from England, it might come from France, it might have come from Peru. We know that the apple has come from different countries. But ultimately, we know as Christians that it comes from God. God is the creator of all things. God is the one who makes all things grow. God makes trees from seeds. He makes sunshine. He makes food. God is in charge of every single raindrop. Now, if God chose, everything could just stop just like that, and everything would stop growing. But because he is a kind and loving God, God gives us so much. So we're going to do a bit of signing, okay? So, guys, you ready to do a bit of Makaton, a bit of signing, okay? So, today we're learning to thank God for giving us everything we need. And there's five signs in there. It's quite confusing. Let's try that two more times. So, thank God for giving us everything we need. Nearly there. One last time. To thank God for giving us everything we need. Well done. So our Bible, a true story from the Bible today, tells us about Jesus and about food. Now, it tells us at the beginning of our reading, Jesus, he was tired and he wanted to be alone with his disciples, his best friends. But everywhere Jesus went, all these people followed him. He couldn't get away from them. They followed him wherever he went, and he never had a chance to rest. So Jesus with his friends, they rowed. Can we do a bit of rowing? We do row, row, row your boat at toddler group, don't we? Can we do a bit of rowing? They rowed across the lake from one side to the other to be alone with his disciples. And when Jesus came to the other side, it was like a desert place. There wasn't much stuff there. No one lived there. But you see, all the people had seen Jesus and his friends go across the lake. So what they did is they got all their stuff and they walked, maybe some of them ran, all the way around the lake so that when Jesus arrived there, they were like, surprise, Jesus, we're here. He's not going to get any rest anytime soon because they wanted to listen to him. They wanted to be healed by him. They wanted to be with him. There were lots and lots of people, we're told. In fact, this is called the feeding of the 5,000. But you know that title actually isn't in the Bibles, and it's wrong because it was 5,000 men who were there. But there would have been lots and lots of women, and there would have been children too. So I think we're saying at least 10,000. There would have been at least 10,000. That's the same. Some of you might have been watching Wimbledon. So number one court, the big court, can accommodate about 10,000 people. So imagine all of those people there just gathered to see one person. All of those people cramming in. They're all trying to get to the front to ask Jesus something or to listen to what he was saying. But you know, Jesus, he never ignored people. He was always kind. So he got out of the boat and he started to teach the people about God. Because as Jesus talked, people listened. Okay? But it's getting late. The sun is going down. The moon and the stars are going to be coming out soon. And there's a big problem. Lots and lots of hungry tummies. That is a big problem, isn't it? Lots and lots of hungry tummies. No one had eaten. 10,000 people and none of them had eaten. There was no food anywhere. But Jesus cares about the people. So what does Jesus do? Well, let's have a look at part of our reading. Jesus says, is he going to go and sort it all out himself? He says, you yourselves give them something to eat. Now, if you were one, imagine you're one of Jesus' disciples. You've seen there's 10,000 people just out there on the grass. You're there, it's just the 12 of you and Jesus. And Jesus says to you, don't worry, I'll sort it out. You give them something to eat. You think, well, where am I going to get something from? For these 10,000 people, there's no supermarkets. We can't do an online delivery. They haven't been invented yet. So they have a look, and all they can find is a packed lunch. Now, James, I think I found your packed lunch, so do you want to come up to the front, and we'll see what's in your packed lunch, and we'll see if there's enough food for everyone to share. I know you're eating an apple at the moment. Do you want to come up with Sammy, and we'll see what's in your packed lunch? Okay? You want to come up? Or Sammy, do you want to come up and help me? That's great. Thank you. Right, so if you want to open up, and let's have a look and see what's inside. Great. So it is a piece of paper. But yeah, do you want to hold up and show everyone what's on the piece of paper? So what have we got? We've got 5 loaves of bread for everyone. And what else have we got in the lunchbox? 2 fish. It is a slightly strange packed lunchbox. I know you normally prefer, you know, cheese or jam sandwiches. So 2 little fish, 5 loaves of bread. Now, I don't think that's going to be enough for everyone, is it? So why don't you pop that back in there, and we'll see what Jesus does with this problem, shall we? So there's not much food ready to go around. That wouldn't be much food for us, let alone 10,000 people. So how's Jesus going to feed all of those people with such a tiny amount? Well, we need to look at our Bible again to see. It says this, then Jesus took the 5 loaves, so let's take these. He took the 5 loaves, and he took the 2 fish, and gave thanks to God. He broke the loaves and gave them to his disciples to distribute to all the people. So Jesus gave thanks, he handed them to his disciples, and they began to hand them around. But did you see what happened? Verse 42, everyone ate and had enough. Everyone ate and had enough. Now, I was trying to work out, if there's 10,000 people and 5 rolls, you need to split each roll into 2,000 pieces, if that's all he's using. That's impossible. And really, if I gave you that, would you say, oh, I've had so much to eat, I can't possibly eat anymore? You'd be like, is that it? That's not very much. I'm not going to survive on that. Jesus didn't just give around tiny bits. Jesus performed a miracle, something only God can do that no one else can. You see, the food didn't run out. Jesus had 12 full baskets gathered up afterwards. So at the beginning, there wasn't even enough for one basket. But at the end, after all those thousands of people had filled up completely, can't eat another thing, they collect up 12 whole baskets left, one for each disciple to carry. So how could Jesus do that? Did he trick them? Maybe he had a hidden lunch somewhere of enough food for 10,000 people. Well, I don't think that would fit in the boat, would it? You see, Jesus did something impossible, something that's impossible for us to do, but not impossible for him. You see, Jesus made food out of nothing, something that only God can do. Like in the beginning, God made all things out of nothing. So that means we need to say thank you. So guys, you're going to remember the signing, James William? We're going to do some signing now. Can you remember what it is? Use your fingers. So thank God for giving us everything we need. Because not only did Jesus care enough that he wanted to feed the people, he wanted them to know who he is. You see, Jesus didn't just come down to earth to feed us with some food, but also to rescue us by dying on a cross, to forgive us our sins so that we can be with him in heaven forever. You see, God shows us kindness by giving us what we need. So let's sign again one more time. So thank God for giving us everything we need. And that's why we should trust him, because God does really want to give us everything we need, everything that we need to live and follow him. And that's why we pray that in the Lord's Prayer, don't we? The prayer that Jesus gave us, to give us our daily bread. Each day, we ask God to give us the things that we need and to help us to put away our greed. So, 3 things that we can do, okay? We can thank the people who feed you. So next time maybe you're sat for lunch and someone brings you some food, say thank you. Say thank you to the person who made that meal for you. Say thank you to the person who brought that to you. Okay, that's the first thing. Say thank you to the people who feed you. Secondly, thank God when you eat. that you can say a little prayer maybe at the beginning or at the end of your meal, but just remember where ultimately all that food comes from, and it's been given to you by God. So when you start your meal today, start with just a little prayer. Thank you, God, for this food. At the beginning or the end, it doesn't matter. And then, of course, as we gather together, thank Jesus that he forgave you at the cross. Our service is called a Eucharist, and that's the Greek word meaning a thanksgiving. So isn't it wonderful that each Sunday we gather together as a thanksgiving to what Jesus has done? And that's why Holy Communion is so special, as we remember what Jesus has done for us. So let's finish with the sign again. So let's thank God for giving us everything we need. Amen.